The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good evening, hockey fans in Middlebury and the Champlain Valley, and welcome to Lansing Chapman Rink here on the campus of Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where this evening it'll be the Panthers against the Purple Cows as the Middlebury team faces off against their arch rivals, the Williams Eaves. My name is Kim Lower, and I'll be bringing you all the action of this afternoon, or rather this evening's contest. And points are on the line for the Panthers tonight and tomorrow night. Right at the present time, they are ranked number fourth in the NESCAC standings, but just 1 point ahead of Bowdoin for the fifth and final position. Last weekend, Middlebury not doing well, dropping a heartbreaker in a tie to Wesleyan after having leads of 2-0 and 3-1, and then being dispatched totally by the Bantams of Trinity the next afternoon by a score of 4-1. So 1 point on a weekend is not going to be what the Panthers need this coming couple of days. Tonight, we're at Williams. Tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, will be the start time for the home and home session. Middlebury hosting Williams up at the Kenyon Arena. But last weekend, Middlebury having a lot of difficulty on the road. In the first game at Wesleyan, they got off like a house of fire just 30 seconds into the game. It was Tkachuk from Fishman and Charles putting the Panthers up 1-0.
Into the zone, Middlebury. Dimping around is McClellan. Mark McClellan behind the net. Leaves it off for Charles. Back to the right point for Fishman. A wrister. Through and scores! Might have been tipped in front 30 seconds into the game. Panthers lead 1-0. And you cannot get off to a better start than that if you're in Middlebury.
Kamil Tkachuk putting the Panthers on top 1-0. Then just 4 minutes and 16 seconds later, it was McClellan coming through for the Panthers. McClellan getting the goal with assist going to McGovern and Najjar.
And across the Panther line, a bouncing puck is going to flop free and eventually into the control of Najjar. Now in across the line, a save, best score! That's a beautiful play! Brendan McGovern came in, he worked himself free off the foot pass from Najjar, sent it across, and it was Mark McClellan poking it home. 15-14 to go in the first, 2-0 Panthers.
But the Panthers were unable to hold that lead, and Wesleyan climbed within one. But then in the second period, it was Evan Newgold at 4:27, giving the Panthers a 3-1 lead, assist going to McGovern and Najjar.
You saw the intention was there to put that one low to try for the rebound. Just got a little too much bump onto that one. Newgold in the faceoff circle wins the draw. Skate around a center. Pass out in front. Newgold scores! Hard-nosed play. Brendan McGovern threw it to the net. Evan Newgold cleans it up with 15:33 to go in the second. Panthers lead 3-1.
For Evan Newgold, that was his fifth goal and 16th point on the season. And the Panthers at that point held a 3-1 lead. However, the wheels came off of the Panther car in the second and third periods. And late in that third period, Wesleyan pulls it even. And the team skate through overtime, a 3-3 tie. The next afternoon, the Panthers went up against the Trinity Bantams. Trinity coming into that contest was ranked number 7 nationally. And the Panthers not doing well there. They fall by a margin of 4-1. The only bright spot, Matt Doherty in the second period at the 6:56 mark scores the only Panther goal.
In the far corner, left wing side, zone to our right. Panthers going from left to right here in this period. Work back eventually to the right point. Gogan shot blocked. Tripping is the call on Martin. Now the Panthers set up in front. Save made, rebound, score! Gogan threw it in front. Puck bounced around and eventually knocked home. And with 6:56 to go in the second period, the Panthers have cut the lead in half on the power play. It's 2-1.
But the score never got any closer than that, and Trinity skates off with a 4-1 victory. So on the weekend, the Panthers picking up 1 point. And as I said, at this point, they are actually tied for the fourth position with Hamilton with 16 points. But lurking in the background are the Polar Bears from Bowdoin with 15 points. And not to be discounted, the Lord Jeffs of Amherst have 13 points. So Middlebury needs some points. They need a point or two this evening, and they need a point or two tomorrow at Middlebury. You're listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency on Washington Street in Middlebury. And right now, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts, like a little bit of this, and some of this, and maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower back at Lansing Chapman Rink here on the campus of Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where this evening is going to be Middlebury and the Purple Cows as they lock horns for the first time this season. Williams is the travel partner for Middlebury for NESCAC hockey, so they play a home-and-home series tonight. We're down in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Tomorrow night, both teams are going to lace them up and be back at Kenyon Arena. The NESCAC standings going into this evening's contest, Williams a nice lead overall, though only 1 point ahead of Trinity. But those two teams battling it for the top spot. Williams with 23 points in the NESCAC with an 11-2-1 record. Trinity in second place with 22 points with an 11-3 record. Then there is a very large drop-off with Hamilton and Middlebury tied respectively for third or fourth and third, if you please, with 16 points. Hamilton's coming on the base of 7 victories, 5 losses, and 2 ties. Middlebury's on the basis of 5 victories, 3 losses, and 6 ties. Middlebury has been snake-bitten by ties in the second game. They had a tie when Bowdoin came from behind, and, of course, at Wesleyan, yet another tie. So a couple extra points there, and the Panthers would be in much better shape. Lurking just behind Hamilton and Middlebury is Bowdoin with 15 points. Amherst, 13 points, so the Panthers will be facing off against Amherst and Hamilton next weekend, so some points are going to be very important to come by there. Tufts with 12 points, Wesleyan with 11 points, Colby with 10 points, and Connecticut College with 2 points. And for Connecticut College, it's interesting to remember that the Panthers have struggled mightily against Connecticut College all season long. So Connecticut College actually picking up one of their only 2 NESCAC points against the Panthers. So, top to bottom, it's Williams number 1, Trinity number 2, Hamilton and Middlebury tied 3-4. Bowdoin is number 5. The starting lineup for Bill Kangas and his Williams Eefs, or Purple Cows, if you prefer. They come in with a record of 15 victories, 4 losses, and 1 tie. Number 1 in the NESCAC, and right presently ranked number 7 nationally in the D3 college poll. But they're going to be starting off this evening with Roberto Cellini at center. He is a freshman, 5'8", 155 from Montreal, Quebec. On the season, Roberto has 5 goals, 7 assists for a total of 12 points. On the left side is going to be the high-octane man for the Purple Cows. That's David Italiano. He is a sophomore, 5'10", 180 from Toronto, Ontario. On the right side, it's going to be Tyler Young, a junior, 5'10", 195 from Sayville, New York. He has 8 goals, 9 assists for a total of 17 points. So that first line across the top, Italiano, 20 points on 8 goals and 12 assists. Cellini, 5 goals and 7 points for 7 assists for 12 points and 17 points for number 17, Tyler Young, courtesy of 8 goals and 9 assists. On the defense, player that Williams has relied on now for 4 years, Xander Masucci, 6'190". The senior comes from Far Hills, New Jersey. On the season, 6 goals, 9 assists for a total of 15 points. He's going to be paired with Greg Johnson, a senior, 6'2", 190 from Dallas, Texas. On the season, Greg has 1 goal, 4 assists for a total of 5 points. And between the pipes, the intern of the igloo for Coach Kangas is going to be Michael Pinos. He is a freshman, 5'9", 170 from Montreal, Quebec. Pinos coming in sporting a record of 9 wins and 2 losses, a 1.46 goals against average, and a 94.6 saves percentage. So quite the young, impressive freshman. He has played in 11 games. The other games, a senior has been the intern in the igloo between the pipes. But tonight, Coach Kangas going with Michael Pinos. For the Panthers, coming in with an overall record of 6 victories, 8 losses, and 6 ties, they're going to be led off with the top line centered by the captain, number 29, Evan Newgold. He's from Goshen, Connecticut. On the season, Evan has 5 goals, 11 assists for 16 points. On the left side is going to be Camille Tkachuk, a freshman from Oakville, Ontario. He has 2 goals, 2 assists for a total of 4 points. And on the right side is going to be Brendan McGovern, who had himself quite the dandy day at Wesleyan. Brendan comes in with 5 goals, 3 assists for a total of 8 points. Brendan is a senior from Centerport, New York. On the defense, Neil Sinclair going with number 12, Zach Weyer, a sophomore from Shoreview, Minnesota. On the season, Zach has 1 assist and no goals. He's going to be teamed with a senior, Ron Fishman, number 14. He has 2 goals, 9 helpers for a total of 11 points on the season. Ron hails from Roslyn, New York. And between the pipes, the intern of the igloo, shall we say, for Neil Sinclair is going to be number 1, Liam Moorfield Yee. He is a senior, 6 foot, 190. From Toronto, Ontario, on the season, Liam has 1 victory, 2 losses, and 4 ties. He comes in with a 2.64 goals against average and a 92.0 saves percentage. So it's going to be Liam Moorfield Yee against Michael Pinos between the twines, and we'll see if the Panthers are able to stop the top line of the Williams Eaves. Italiano, Cellini, and Young. The LaBerge pregame show has been sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency on Washington Street in Middlebury. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower back at Lansing Chapman Arena here in Williamstown, Massachusetts. A bit of a snowy night down here, but a good night for hockey. If you're a Middlebury fan, the chance for the Panthers to pick up a victory and a couple points. The starting lineup's just being announced now, and taking the skate out there is number 1, Liam Moorfield Yee, the starting goaltender for the Panthers. So this evening, the vantage point here at Lansing Chapman, a little unusual in that the press box is at the far end of the rink. So for the one net, you have a great, great vantage point. You're probably all of about, I'd say maybe 50 feet from the goal crease here. Of course, that also means that at the opposite end of the rink, you're at the opposite end of the rink. So there's not really too much you can see down at that end. And hopefully there's a camera here I noticed that I believe is probably courtesy of the Williams folks. So actually it may not be so bad at all. You almost like watching this on TV and broadcasting it at the same time. So the Panthers starting lineup. announced. Evan Newgold skating out as the captain and the rest of the Panther team. The Panthers this evening in their away blue uniforms. And they will be defending the net right beneath me here. As I say, the one that's about 50 feet away. And now the Williams Eves being introduced by the PA announcer. A sparse little crowd here at Lansing Chapman right now. I'd say maybe 50 people maybe in attendance here. So it's still early. People I see coming in through the door. Middlebury going to be very careful tonight. They need to be careful. David Italiano scoring 8 goals, 12 assists for 20 points. That first line for the Eves actually comes in with a total of 49 points. By contrast, the Panthers' top line comes in with a total of 28 points. So Middlebury having some difficulty as of late putting the puck in the net. And we'll see if they can turn it around tonight. Perhaps a new goaltender and some new faces we're going to talk about for the Panthers. One in particular, Sun Ho Park, a sophomore, going to be seeing his first action of the season. And you've been listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back at Lansing Chapman Rink. Just moments before the start of the contest, the teams going to their respective netminders to give them some final words of encouragement, and then we're going to drop the puck and see if the Panthers can put some points in the NESCAC standings. 1 point last weekend. Panthers need more than that this weekend. A Thursday and Friday, a rare week of hockey here on WVTK. Tomorrow night, 6:30 is the pregame show back at Kenyon Arena. 7 o'clock, they drop the puck on the home ice. But tonight we've got 60 minutes of action right here at Lansing Chapman, where Williams and Middlebury are going to take it toe-to-toe. One of the great rivalries in NESCAC hockey, the Route 7 rivalry. As a Middlebury College alum of 1976, this was the game we look forward to. It's still a great contest. Both squads, very competitive both squads very keenly aware of what the others can do. So it's going to be New Gold going down against Cellini. And the Panthers pick it up, and they immediately shoot it down into the Williams zone. Fishman. Williams picks it up, and they send it down the ice. New Gold chasing it down here. Puck right beneath me here. Sends it over to Wire. Wire stopped. Panthers trying to get it out. Williams doing a nice job. Italiano with the puck. He can't keep it alive. And New Gold backhands it down the ice on the right side. Middlebury on a line change. Coach Kangas does the same for the Eaves. Eaves in their own zone at center ice. Send it all the way in the Middlebury zone. Could be icing. No, stopped by Liam Moorfield Yee. Critella has it. He's stopped. Picked off by Jake Charles on the left side. Charles over the Williams line. He's stopped. Picks it up again. Takes the shot. Just goes a little wide. Into the corner. Back to the point it goes. Cage looked to try to keep it in. Couldn't happen. And finally shot back in by the Panthers. Neary. Not able to keep it alive. Eaves, though, not able to clear it out of their own zone. So Middlebury doing a nice job just keeping the puck alive there as Doherty has it now. This puck still in the Williams zone. 18:40 left in the first period. No score. Turnover at center ice, and Stevens has it. He's dumped right in front of the Williams bench, and the Eaves shoot it into the Middlebury zone. Around the boards it goes. Picked up by number 22 for the Panthers. Cage, he's stopped, and Williams comes in on goal. In front. Panthers take a Williams player out of the play right in front of the net as number 18, Matt Werner, went right into the crease with Liam Moorfield Yee. Williams controls the puck still deep in the Middlebury zone. Doherty back to Stickle. Stickle back to the point. They wait on the right side to Stickle. He can't grab the puck. Finally, Liam Moorfield Yee covers up. He had Cage there to give him some assistance. And with 18:01, a faceoff in the Middlebury zone, this one will be coming to the right side of Liam Moorfield Yee. Going down, Evan Newgold for the Panthers. Out there with Gogan on the defense. Newgold with it. Behind to Belush. Belush up to Tkachuk. Tkachuk headmans the puck to McGovern. McGovern into the Williams zone. In front, shot blocked nicely by the freshman goaltender Pinos. And the Eaves break in on goal. That's going to be a penalty against Middlebury as they haul a player down. Panthers. Williams pulls the goalie for the extra attacker, and there's a penalty coming up on the Panthers. This coming at the 2:28 mark, and it sends Williams on the power play for the first time. And going to the box, let's see, who is going to be going to the box? Number 42, David Belush. Don't see what the call was. I believe it's either going to be a holding or interference call. And this puts the Williams power play on the ice. Face off left side of Yee. Shot into the corner. Panthers try to pick it up. Fishman with it around the boards. To Wire. Wire able to relay it up to Haggerty and down the ice. Interference is indeed the call against Belush. Panthers have the puck in the Williams zone. But the Eaves come over the line, and that's going to be offside. So with 1:38 left in the Middlebury penalty, a faceoff just in front of the Middlebury bench. Outside their blue line. Neil Sinclair getting some fresh legs out there now, and Coach Kangas doing the same for the Eaves. The stand's starting to fill in a little bit here, so we'll see what happens. 17:06 left in the first period. No score. Williams and Middlebury. Gogan now had to chase the puck back into his own zone. Critella in front. Shot goes into the netting and blocked with a stick. Critella, a nice drive from the right side. 1:24 left in the penalty to Belush for interference. Evan Newgold directing some traffic there, trying to make sure that Tkachuk had his assignment down. Newgold tries to feed it ahead to Tkachuk. He does. Nicely done. But the Eaves intercept. Young around the boards, back to the point. One-time shot. Yee makes the save. Into the corner, Cretella, back to the point. Williams setting it up. 106 left in the Middlebury penalty. Back to the point. Near side, back to top. One more shot. And Yee makes a good save as Greg Johnson had a good blast from the top of the slot. Yee makes the save. And with exactly 1 minute left now in the Middlebury penalty, another faceoff. Left side of Liam Moorfield Yee, the senior netminder. Paul Falvey gets the puck from the faceoff, and he does the right thing. He just wraps it down the ice, forcing Williams to have to skate the length of the ice. Back there for it is Hunkley. It's center ice. Here come the Eaves over the Middlebury line. Intercepted by Neary, but he tries to clear it down the ice. Doesn't do much with it other than just disrupt play. Williams now comes over the Middlebury line. 39 seconds left. Around the boards it goes. Fishman tries to get it, but not out. Now Fishman does have it. Skating over the line, the shot. And a relatively easy save for Pinos. But does get the puck down in the Williams zone for a faceoff. So 27 seconds now left in the penalty to Belush for interference. 15:58 left in the first period. There's no score here at Lansing Chapman Rink between the Middlebury Panthers and the Williams Eaves. Williams through center ice, over the line, into the Middlebury zone. Cellini, back to the point. Far side, defense setting it up. Johnson waiting, sends it over to Mork. Mork to Young, and the Panthers able just to get a stick on it, and they tap it down the ice. Penalty is expired, so kudos to the Panther penalty killers there. But Williams, it's center ice, stopped as the Panthers shot it back in. But with that whistle, you heard it. It's going to be icing. Probably not such a bad call, really, since the Panthers, one of the Panthers had lost their stick. So while they can't change the lines, at least they get an opportunity to come back and get their stick. Faceoff going to be to the right side of Liam Moorfield Yee. Stickle sends it around behind the boards. Panthers not able to get it out. Doherty with it now. Battling with Gogan, and Gogan gets ahead now to Charles. Charles over the line. Shot goes wide off the stick of Haggerty, and back come the Eaves. It's center ice. Over the Middlebury line. In on goal, the shot, and Yee makes the save. He squares to the shooter and hangs on with the puck right in his breadbasket. And with 14:51, no score here down in the land of the Purple Cow. Faceoff coming to the right side of Liam. Going down for the Panthers, Falvey. Falvey loses the draw, goes back to Williams. Shot by Haggerty goes wide. Picked up now by Najjar. Najjar stopped at center ice. Chasing the puck back. Now Wire in his own zone to Fishman. Fishman rolls it down the right side. Try to get it in position where Falvey could get it, but back comes Williams. Three on two if they hurry. Over the Middlebury line. In behind the defense. Shot goes wide behind the creases. Frankie Mort couldn't put it on net. And a shot from a bad angle there by Michael Latta. Easily gloved by Liam Moorfield Yee. And with 14:17, another faceoff deep in the Middlebury zone. Right side of the senior netminder. So far, good end-to-end action. Neither team having much advantage from this point. And it's New Gold going down for the Panthers. He loses the draw. It's back to the point. Gray sends it in behind the Middlebury net. To Young. Young cycling down with Cellini in front. The Eaves try to put it on net. Nice job there as Young and Cellini crashed the net, but Yee held on, made the save, and the Panther attack breaks out. Newgold over the Eaves line. Left side shot goes just a little bit wide. Back to Gogan. Gogan shot stopped. Pinos. Nice save there. Eaves send it down to the Middlebury zone. Belush to Gogan. They get a little bit confused, and now here are the Panthers started up again. Jimmy McKee ahead to Sunho Park. Park in the Williams zone. Panthers try to get it back to the point. One-time shot. Deflected wide. Cage couldn't put it on net. Back come the Eves. Over the Middlebury line now. Bad angle shot. And Liam Moorfield Yee hugging that goalpost like his girlfriend. Hangs on and makes the save. 13:07 now left in the first period. No score between Williams and Middlebury. Eves control from the faceoff, but the Panthers able to pick it up. Jake Charles, a high flip shot into the center ice area. Haggerty couldn't get to it, but the puck does go back into the Williams zone. Eves return the favor, shoot it all the way down. Neary has it for Middlebury. Around to Cage. Cage sends it up ice. Eves intercept. Stickle. With Doherty, sends it in front. Nice pass in front, but no Williams player there to knock it home, and back come the Panthers. Doherty sends it deep into the Williams zone. 12:25 now left in the first period. Shot from center ice by Ron Fishman goes wide of the net. And it's the Eves coming back in. One on two shot. Yee makes the save. Golfing at it is Stickle. Working out though, Falvey, he loses the puck in front. Shot by Stugart. Blocked by the Middlebury defense, and back comes Stevens. Travis Stevens, left side, over the Williams zone, in behind the defense. Puck deflects behind the net. Stevens chases it down, tries to center it back to one of his teammates. Fishman keeps it in at the right point to Stevens. Around the boards it goes to Falvey. Eves intercept. And they clear it to center ice. But Middlebury, nice back checking there as Gogan has it. Line change for the Panthers. Gogan muscles his way in front. Eves intercept the puck. Haggerty brings it out. Shot into the Middlebury zone. Haggerty chases it down. Has Lotta in the slot trying to feed it through to him. Fishman picks it up though and sends it ahead to McGovern. McGovern can't get anything going. Belush, right in front of the Williams bench area, tries to get something moving. Tkachuk now sends it into the Williams zone. 11 minutes left in the first period. No score. Middlebury and Williams. Johnson around the boards to Werner. Werner trying to get it out. He does. It's center ice. The Eves wait for some reinforcements to catch up. It's Haggerty trying to work it in front, but it's Neary intercepting. Finding some room to skate at center ice. Dumps it low into the Williams zone. Middlebury in the midst of a line change. Williams now tries a long pass up ice. Italiano, he relays it into the Middlebury zone. Neary back for the Panthers. 10:23 now left. Neary had his pass intercepted, but the Panthers do clear to center ice. Down it goes. Lyman out there with McKee and Park. The fourth line for the Panthers, seeing a lot of action early in this game. Fishman now is the Eve center. The Middlebury zone intercepts the puck in with 10 minutes. Fishman weaves his way through center ice. Low flip shot in. And Michael Pignot makes the save. And with 9:56, it covers up and the Panthers will have a faceoff to the right side of the Williams netminder. No score between Middlebury and Williams. Midway through the first session. Panthers win the draw and throw it into the corner. Fishman, though, can't keep it in at the point. Panthers vacate the zone. Long shot by Fishman. Easy save by Williams. Williams now brings it into the Middlebury zone. Hunkley. Stopped by another number 14, Fishman. Fishman around a wire. Wire, left side, in front of his own bench. Over the line, to Haggerty, in on goal shot, score! Zach Haggerty picking up the pass from Zach Wire. And at the 11:40 mark, it's the Panthers going on top by a score of 1-0. That's Haggerty from Wire. A great pass through the center ice area by Wire, who was going to the bench, actually. But it's Haggerty who weaved his way through the defense. And the Panthers break out on top by a score of 1-0. Puck shot back into the Williams zone. Panthers. Jake Charles also picking up an assist on that. So it's Haggerty from Wire and Charles. For Haggerty, that is his fifth goal of the campaign. Total of 8 points on the season. The faceoff now in the Middlebury zone, right side of Liam Moorfield-Yee. Falvey going down for the faceoff against Stuttgart. Stuttgart wins the draw into the slot. Williams tries to send it back to the point. Stopped, but Stevens can't clear it, and Williams shoots it deep into the Middlebury zone. It's Belouche. Big hit there from Stickle, but Panthers get the puck out to the center ice area. Williams regroups, tries to get it over the Middlebury line. Gogan dispatches his player, number 16, Stickle, on the ice. So turnabout fair play there as both players playing a good, tough game. Puck now shot by Williams back into the Middlebury zone. Lotta couldn't pick it up. Panthers able to clear it to center ice. Stevens in front of the Williams bench. Over the line. No Panther there as they're finally, Stevens picks it up, just wraps a backhander in behind the Williams cage. And it's the Eaves working their way at center ice into the Middlebury zone where Neary has it for the Panthers. 8:13 remaining in the first period. Middlebury 1, Williams no score. Big shot from the right side there as Brendan McGovern loaded it up. And an equally good save by Pinos. And a stoppage in play. Face-off coming to the left side of the Williams netminder. Panthers push the puck into the corner. Good skating by the Panthers this evening. They're moving their feet very nicely, and they're keeping Williams out from out in front of Liam Moorfield-Yee, but it's the Eaves now coming back into the Middlebury zone. Backhand shot by number 22, Italiano, and it's the Panthers now starting out strongly. Camille Tkachuk stopped as he gets over the Williams line. Back comes Italiano. In front, he dribbles one in front. Liam Moorfield-Yee makes the save and hangs on. 7:34 remaining in the first period. Panther netminder doing a nice job as Italiano feathered a pass right in front of the Middlebury crease. Nice save there. And it's going to be Doherty down for the faceoff against Cretella for Williams. You'd call that one a draw, as nobody really had much effect on that. But Williams finally does gain control. They tried a wraparound shot in front. They had Welsh in good position, but they couldn't pull the trigger back to the right point. Williams walks in on goal. Liam Yee makes a good save. And another stoppage in play. 7:19 now left in the first period. Middlebury 1, Williams no score. The Panthers scoring at 11:40 when Zach Haggerty took a pass from Wire. Couple Zachs combining there, and Jake Charles come in with another helper and giving the Panthers that early 1-0 lead. Charles with the puck now sends it down the ice. Williams picks it up as Johnson has it. Middlebury in the forecheck. But Williams breaks free. In behind now the Middlebury defense in front. A nice wraparound pass there off the stick of number 13, Dan Doherty. Almost caught Liam Moorfield-Yee by surprise, but the Panthers control. It's Haggerty. Stopped at center ice. Williams throws it back into the Middlebury zone. Haggerty with it one more time. Around the boards on the right side to Fishman in his own zone. Fishman trying to weave his way out. Past a couple Williams defenders at center ice. Little flip shot. Save made. Fishman chases it down. Tried to get it back to the point, and back comes Williams. One on two over the Middlebury line. Nice bumping there going on as Lotta was not able to quite get in behind the Middlebury defense. Good job by the Panthers, but it's the Eves with it. Drive off the stick of number six, Greg Johnson. Deflected wide. Williams with 6'11", putting some pressure on in the Middlebury zone. Lotta back to the point. Wrist shot. Moorfield Yee looking to see if he can find it in traffic. Lotta with it. Finally, Fishman has it. Feeds it ahead to Chuck. He gets to the Middlebury bench. Over the center ice area. Flips it deep so Neil Sinclair can get some fresh legs out there with 5:45 now left. Williams shooting the puck back in the Panther zone. Belush loses it to Italiano. He's looking to send it in front. He does. Deflected off a Middlebury stick into the corner. Young with it. Back to the point. Shot by McNamara. Deflected wide. Tyler Young with it now. Battling Falvey. Falvey doesn't win that one. Back to the point. Shot off the stick of Johnson. Goes just wide of the crease. Frankie Mort can't keep it alive as Travis Stevens sends it out to the center ice area for Middlebury. Right by the penalty box area, or the Middlebury bench area. It's Gogan. Battling with Najjar. Play just a little bit ragged as we approach 4 minutes and 50 seconds now left in the first period. Picking it up is Belush. Around one Williams defender at center ice. Cross ice pass. Sends it in deep. Looking to try to feed it through to Evan Newgold. Newgold sends it in front. Shot. Rebound. And it's sticked aside. Back to the point, though. Shot low off of McGovern's stick. Williams in a little bit of disarray with 4:30 left in the period. Middlebury, some good opportunities, but they can't poke home that second goal. It's center ice. Panthers lose the puck. Williams over the Middlebury line. A rocket off of Hunkley's stick goes high over the head of Liam. And down the ice it goes where Williams controls one more time. Now they're content to send it along the boards deep into the Middlebury zone. Cage back there for it. Loses the puck to Welsh. And the puck, though, deflected with a high stick and goes into the stands just below us here. So with 4:04, a faceoff coming to the left side of Liam Moorfield Yee. 1-0 to score, Middlebury over the host Williams Purple Cows. Good game here at Lansing Chapman Rink. Arch rivals Williams and Middlebury lacing it up tonight. Panthers a little sloppy from that faceoff. Lose control of the puck back to the point as Panther defender's not able to get it out. Williams now controlling the play with Stickle. Stickle back to the point. Defenseman slips and Haggerty with it. Haggerty on his high horse in behind the Williams defense. Finally, good back checking there by Masucci as Haggerty had some wheels on that one. And back comes Williams now. Over the line, shot, score! Dan Doherty picks up a long pass and Williams ties the game at the 16:24 mark. So Dan Doherty putting it high over the shoulder of Liam Moorfield Yee, and the game is tied at one. We'll see who gets credit for the assist. But a nice blast by Doherty caught Liam Moorfield Yee a little flat-footed, and Williams climbs back into this one, tied up now at one. Back come the Eaves one more time. Wow. Puck right up here. If he had a fishing net, might have been able to pick that one up. And a face-off coming left side. 1-1 the score. Haggerty putting the Panthers out early. Doherty tying it up here in the latter stands of the first period. And it's Stevens. Middlebury with the puck. And shot back into the Middlebury zone. And the assist going to Xander Masucci for Williams. So it's Doherty. Assist going to Masucci. So it the six with 3 minutes and 5 seconds now left in the first period. Game tied. 1-1. Middlebury, a good period of hockey so far. Haggerty had a great opportunity to give Middlebury a 2-0 lead as he charged down the ice just before Williams came back and was able to put it in for their goal. But Haggerty having a very good evening, a lot of speed. Haggerty, a senior, a local boy from Stowe, Vermont. And Evan Newgold going down for the faceoff. And in the penalty box now, Travis Stevens, as there's a penalty against the Panthers. And that penalty coming at the 17:03 mark. It's going to be, as I said, Stevens did not see the call, but the Panthers, second penalty of the night for Middlebury, so not doing a good job on the four keys of success as they're not staying out of the penalty box. Let's see if the Panthers can defend the penalty properly here. Hunkley took the shot, and the Panthers intercept, and it's Tkachuk. Long shot from about the Williams blue line. Nice save made, but it's turned around now to Stuttgart. 2:28 left in the first period. Over the line. Italiano into the Middlebury zone on the right side. To Stuttgart. Or Stuttgart, rather. Stuttgart back to the point. To Hunkley. Top of the slot. Johnson being the quarterback on the power play. Panthers having some difficulty clearing it out. Eves applying the pressure. Hunkley, finally. Nope, Panthers still unable to get it out. Kept alive by Masucci. Masucci, far side to Italiano. Around the boards it goes. Hunkley, back to the point. Johnson. To McNamara. Masucci. Stuttgart, new power play combination out for the Eves. Shot, save made by Liam Moorfield Yee. Back to the point one more time. Hunkley, top of the slot, looking to drive it home. Mork dishes off to Gray. Back to Mork, cross ice pass. Panthers intercept. 21 seconds now left, and they clear it down the ice. 1:22 left in the first period. Score tied at one. New penalty-killing team out for Neil Sinclair. Williams, nice forecheck there by number six for the Panthers. Jimmy McKee, Williams finally able to get into the Middlebury zone. Fishman picks it up, and as Travis Stevens steps on the ice, puck shot down the ice. Less than a minute to go now, so the Panthers on the first two penalties, perfect on the penalty kill. Williams shoots the puck down the ice. That's going to be icing. And with 50.5 seconds left in the first period, a faceoff going all the way back into the Williams zone. At 11:40, it was Zach Haggerty from Wire and Charles with the Middlebury goal. Then just about 4 minutes later, at 16:24, Dan Doherty from Masucci ties it up for the Eves. Puck played around behind the net in the Williams zone. Johnson with it, sends it out to center ice. Stopped by Wire, and he throws it back into the Williams zone. Panthers bring it out in front. Charles, shot deflected high into the air, comes right down in front of the Williams net. Finally, Johnson picks it up, takes it aside, out of harm's way. 25 seconds left. Eves looking to come across the Middlebury line. They do, but alertly Liam Moorfield covers up, and a faceoff coming now with just 19 seconds left. Faceoff will be deep in the Middlebury zone to the right side of the Panther netminder. For the final shift here of the evening, or the period, Panthers send out number 43, Falvey, out there along with Wire. Wire had the puck, lost it. Najjar now sends it out to center ice for the Panthers. All the way back into the Williams zone. That should just about do it for this period. Panthers control. They throw it right back into the Williams zone. But there goes the horn, and the first period is over. It started off well for the Panthers, and it ends in a good way, actually, a tie right now. And after the first 20 minutes of play, it's Middlebury 1, Williams 1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to FosterMotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Between the first and second periods, Kim Lower here at Lansing Chapman Rink here on the campus of Williams College down in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where after the first 20 minutes, nothing settled so far. The team skate off with a 1-1 score. Middlebury got on top first at the 11:40 mark. Zach Wire made a great pass to a fellow Zach, number 33, Zach Haggerty. He skated over the Williams line on the left side and got in behind the Williams defense, put a good shot on net, and beat the Williams netminder, Michael Pinos, like a rented mule, and it sounded like this. Stop by another number 14, Fishman. Fishman around to Wire. Wire, left side, in front of his own bench. Over the line, to Haggerty, in on goal shot, score! Zach Haggerty picking up the pass from Zach Wire, and at the 11:40 mark, it's the Panthers going on top by a score of 1-0. That's Haggerty from Wire. For Zach Haggerty, that was his fifth goal of the season. And at that point, Middlebury looking very good. However, at the 16:24 mark, Williams ties the game up. After Middlebury had driven the puck deep into the Williams zone, courtesy of Haggerty one more time, it was picked up by Masucci. He headmanned a puck down the left side right in front of the Williams bench to Dan Doherty, and he lit the lamp at 16:24. Panther defender's not able to get it out. Williams now controlling the play with Stickle. Stickle back to the point. Defenseman slips and Haggerty with it. Haggerty on his high horse in behind the Williams defense. Finally, good back checking there by Masucci as Haggerty had some wheels on that one. And back comes Williams now. Over the line, shot, score! Dan Doherty picks up a long pass and Williams ties the game at the 16-24 mark. And that's the way the period ended, 1-1. So Haggerty starts it off early for the Panthers. Doherty ties it up later on in the same stanza for the Purple Cows. So after one, we stand tied at one. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury. Big NHL news tonight. The Windy City of Chicago to host the draft coming up here later in the spring. Had a great time there last time. I'm sure that's why the NHL went back one more time. But on the NHL scoreboard, let's get on to the action. With 5:34 left in the first period, it's the New York Islanders all over the Los Angeles Kings by a score of 4-0. With 1:37 left in the first period, it's the Sabres and the Flyers tied at 0. In the first period with 3:59, it's the Ducks of Anaheim over the Blue Jackets, the host Blue Jackets of Columbus, by a score of 1-0. And just starting the game, in Ottawa, Colorado, visiting Ottawa, and they're just about ready to crank that first period up there. Washington at Minnesota has yet to start. That has a little bit of a later game time start. Boston on the road. Let's see. How does that work here? We'll kind of have to, hate it when that happens. So let's just see here. We get Toronto at Edmonton. That's a later start tonight. Boston at Winnipeg, 8 o'clock start this evening. And as I said, Toronto and Edmonton drop the puck at 9 o'clock. The Leafs in over in Edmonton, and Dallas and Chicago, the Blackhawks and the Stars at 8:30. That one just about getting started now. And going through some of the other scores of the in the NHL right now. Nope, that's just about it. That's it for the full NHL scoreboard for the night. The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury. You're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey Game on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Between the first and second periods, Kim Lauer at the Lansing Chapman Rink here in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where the score stands at 1-1 between the Purple Cows and the Panthers. One more game in the NHL, so continuing the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and 7 South in Middlebury. And that finds the Calgary Flames at the San Jose Sharks, a 10:30 starter out there, so we won't have any updates from that. And that is the full update of all of the games in the NHL. So just a few minutes now before the teams take the ice for the beginning of the second period. In this period, Middlebury will be attacking the net. Actually, that's directly beneath me here, so we'll have lots of good vantage point for Panther scoring should that happen. In that first period, Haggerty particularly did a great job. He was out there and was hustling a lot, so kudos to Zach Haggerty from Stowe, Vermont, playing a good, solid first game. Ron Fishman, steady Eddie, back on the defense, did a nice job keeping the Williams people away from senior Liam Moorfield's Yee in net. And Spencer Cage doing a great job. The freshman continues to improve every game. He has some quality ice time out there as well. So thus far, the Panthers doing a nice job. They're skating well. They're keeping Williams, for the most part, out of their zone. They are burying their chances, which was a very important thing for them to do. They had that one chance for that Haggerty scored on. They are, have been moving their feet. One thing, though, and the Panthers have been guilty of that for the last few games, and that is they're not staying out of the box. They are going into the box way too often, way too often. And the one hallmark of this Middlebury team, the fourth key to success, blocking shots, they do a great job of that, and they have done a great job of that throughout this season. That's one thing that this team really does exceptionally well is they will block the shots, taking the advantage away from the Williams team, or any opponent for that matter, by not allowing the shot to get through to the netminder. Williams now just skating out onto the ice. The freshman from Montreal, Quebec, Michael Pinos, taking up his position in front of the cage. Middlebury now getting onto the ice. And the second period here will start in just a half a minute or so. Cellini, Italiano, and Young out there on the forward combination for Coach Bill Kangas. And for the Panthers, Evan Newgold, the captain from Goshen, Connecticut, centering the line between McGovern and Tkachuk. McGovern, a senior from Centerport, New York. Tkachuk from Oakville, Ontario. So here we go. Second period. Cellini against Newgold. Cellini wins the draw. Back to Johnson. Johnson with the puck to Masucci. Masucci right side. Chips the puck high into the Middlebury zone. Panthers back there for it, but they can't control. Italiano takes a quick shot right from the right point. Good save by Liam Moorfield-Yee, and he hangs on for a faceoff with just 13 ticks off the clock here in the second period. Faceoff to the left side of the Panther netminder. Young can't get his stick on it. Middlebury, though, can't clear the zone. Around behind the net it goes. As Newgold brings it out, sends it up to Wire over the Williams line. Shot, save on a nice toe save there as Camille Tkachuk had a good shot at it. Back at the center ice area, Middlebury chips it into the Williams zone one more time. Pinos makes the save, hangs on for just about a tick of the clock, too much for the referee, and he calls for a faceoff, even though Williams was in charge and in control of the puck. So with 19:18 left in the first period, a faceoff coming to the left side of the Williams netminder. Doherty out for the Panthers, down against Cretella for Williams. Cretella wins the draw. Williams shoots it to center ice, back there for it. Neary for the Panthers. Back in his own zone. Sends it around to Cage. Cage relays it down the ice. Eves in control of the puck in their own zone. Mork sends it down the right wing, all the way in the Middlebury zone. Icing the call, and we'll skate this one all the way back into the Williams zone. 18:58 left in the first period. Score tied at one. Haggerty got the Panthers out on top early. Dan Doherty tied it up later in that first stanza for the Eves. Mork taken out by Jake Charles behind the Williams net, but Middlebury can't take advantage of that, and the puck is flipped by Williams high in the air and down into the Middlebury zone. Gogan back for the Panthers against Werner. Werner tries to center it in front. Panthers able to chip it aside, and Charles with it. Able just to push it into the center ice area. Williams throws it right back into the Middlebury zone. Belush out with Gogan. They stopped as they try to advance the puck out of the Williams zone. Doherty with it now. In the corner, he's checked off the puck. Nicely done. And the Panthers, though, sent it through the center ice area. Not really near anyone in particular. Williams has it in their own zone. Masucci. Check that. Johnson with it. To Shugart. Shugart shot from the right point. And a save made by Liam Moorfield Yee. 18:03 now left in the first period. Score tied at 1. Puck pushed into the corner where it's picked up by Fishman for the Panthers. Around the boards to center ice comes Middlebury. Stopped there was Wire. He finally, though, wrists it into the Williams zone. Around the boards, Shugart with it. Sends it down the ice. Back there for it, picking it up, Wire. Trying to get some attack going. Not too much room to skate at center ice. Finally, Wire now over the Williams line. Shot, nice save. As Zach Wire coming down the right wing, a nice wrist shot, but an even better glove save by Michael Pinos. Stoppage in play now with 17:33 remaining in the second period. Faceoff coming in the Williams zone, left side of the netminder. Middlebury wins the draw back to the point. Shot off the stick of Cage, goes a little wide. Williams controls it in their own zone. Mork to Werner. Werner chips it at center ice. Panther defense gets back, but can't control the puck, and Lotta sends it into the corner. Middlebury digging for it. Referee says no, boys. Sat on that one for a little too long, and a whistle and a stoppage in play. 17:09 now left in the second period. Score tied at 1. Middlebury and Williams. Line change for Neil Sinclair as he's sending out the Falvey line with Stevens and Najjar. Williams counters with Cellini, Italiano, and Young. Williams wins the faceoff. However, it went to an open wing and now goes all the way back in their own zone. And a penalty now on the Panthers with the 3 minute mark. It's going to be Neary, so the Panthers on the power or the penalty kill as Neary goes off at the 3 minute mark. Williams on the third power play opportunity, so Middlebury not staying out of the penalty box. Back to the point, driving it home, scramble in front, puck goes off to the side as Johnson couldn't put it home. And Middlebury finally grabs it, throws it down the ice. On the line change, Middlebury intercepts, Wire shot, good glove save by Pinos, and he hangs on for a save. So 1 minute and 18 seconds left in the Neary penalty. Penalty occurred away from the play, so I didn't quite see what the call was. But in any event, Middlebury picking up their third penalty. Williams has yet to go to the penalty box. Doherty pushes the puck off the faceoff deeper in the Williams zone, but the Eaves come back for it, sent going into the Middlebury zone. Hunkley on the left side, back to the point to Masucci, to Gray. Top of the slot, trying to drive it down low to Hunkley. Hunkley with it now. Looking for Masucci. Walks in on goal. Back to Masucci. Intercepted by Middlebury. Panthers very slow and deliberate. Center ice. Haggerty just happy to rag the puck and sends a low, lazy shot into the Williams zone. 37 seconds now left in the Neary penalty to Middlebury. Williams a little confused as they hit the Middlebury blue line. The Panthers come away with it, and it's Newgold. Newgold waits, just chews some time off the clock. Panthers back in defense mode. Newgold on the forecheck. Breaking cleanly through, though, is Gray. Over the Middlebury line, shot on goal. Good save as Hunkley, right from between the faceoff dots, a great little wrist shot. But Liam Moorfield E makes the nice save with now 12 seconds left. 15:21 left in the second period. Score tied at 1. Middlebury took the lead in the first period. Williams came right back and tied her up. Young out there for the Eaves. Wins the draw. Back to Cretella. Back to Johnson. Penalty about ready to expire. Shot blocked by Yee. And a whistle and a faceoff. So the penalty not quite expired. One tick of the clock left for Andrew Neary to stay in the penalty box. Faceoff's coming to the right side of the Panther netminder. Cellini, Young, and Italiano out for the Eaves. And Middlebury wins the draw. They shoot it down the ice. Neary back on the ice, and the Panthers have averted that penalty. Williams in control of the puck, shoots it into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it. Falvey to Stevens. He loses control of the puck. Shot from a bad angle. Najjar now with it. He can't get it out. It's Young behind the Middlebury net. 14:47. Williams applying the pressure. Back to the point. Shot just deflected wide off the stick of Frankie Mork. Williams, Mork with it another time. Goes wide. Middlebury having some difficulty clearing the puck. Italiano back to Mork. To Italiano. Now to Young. Back at the point. Young to Mork. Mork down low. Waits. Back to Mork. One-time shot. Blocked at the defense. Panthers unable to clear it out. 14:18 left. Williams sends it in front. Italiano the shot. A scramble in front. And finally, Liam Moorfield Yee able to hang on as David Italiano did a great job going to the front of the net. And the Panthers having some difficulty. Now some tempers flaring there a little bit between Italiano and it looks like maybe number 42, David Belush. 14:10 left in the second period. Score tied at 1. Face off to the left side. The Middlebury crease. Stickle going down for the draw for Eaves. From this vantage point, that's about all you can see. You can see the numbers on the back side of some of the players' jerseys, and that's just about it. But it does look like Matt Doherty now going down against the draw with Stickle. Stickle pushes the puck into the corner. Neary has it around the boards. Now to Haggerty. Haggerty with the only Middlebury goal. Taken with a big check. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. Face-off now in the Middlebury zone to the left side of Yee. Middlebury controls from the draw. Up ice pass to Charles. Over the line, in on goal, shot, rebound, score! Haggerty puts it away! Zach Haggerty with his second goal of the evening. Matt Doherty cleans it up, and the Panthers take the lead 2-1. So Haggerty from Doherty as Middlebury broke out quickly from the Williams zone, and with 6:09, the Panthers regain the lead 2-1. So Haggerty having himself a banner night so far, and Middlebury regains the lead. Williams shoots the puck into the Middlebury zone. And round. And Charles also picking up an assist on that Middlebury goal. And the Panthers looking for more as Evan Newgold goes into the Williams zone. Around behind the net, in front, sends it in front. Shot, no one there to put it home. Panthers, some new life here. To Chuck and Wire digging for the puck, but it's Williams coming away with it. They can't clear the zone. Panthers, Newgold. To Tkachuk. No other Panthers there as they're looking for a line change. Tkachuk hauled down from behind. No call there. Shot by Tkachuk from a bad angle. Stick to side, and Werner has it for Williams by his own bench. He's stopped. Back comes Najjar for the Panthers. Shot. Rebound in front. Middlebury all in front of the net. Can't get a shot on it. And skating out is Lotta. Back into the Middlebury zone. Shot goes wide of the crease. Panthers, some nice zip in their doodah now with 12:29 left. Here they are over the Williams line. Stevens in on goal. Tried one juke move too many. Puck stolen off his stick by Cretella. He sends it down the ice. Cretella chases up, follows up and chases up on his own shot. Gogan from Middlebury intercepts. Panthers clear it into the Williams zone. Doherty Now to another number three, McNamara for Williams. He has it to Werner. Center ice. Crosses over to Cretella. Cretella sends it into the Middlebury zone. 11:54 left. Doherty can't hold on to it, but gets now in behind the Williams defense. Doherty in front. Shot. Charles had a great opportunity but couldn't put it home. Jake Charles tries to go to the net. Williams back there for it. Calmly taking it away is Hilary. Hilaire sends it up the ice. By the Middlebury zone. Jake Charles with it, though, for the Panthers. Good battling by Middlebury here in the middle part of the second period. Charles now over the Williams line. Shot. Rebound in front. No Panther there. Charles takes a whack at it, but it was tipped with a high stick. And a stoppage in play. A faceoff coming deep in the Williams zone. So it's Zach Haggerty with his second goal of the night. Doherty and Charles with the assist for Jake Charles. That's his second assist of the evening. So those two Panthers right now adding the offensive punch that Coach Neil Sinclair needs here. Evan Newgold out with Tkachuk. And McGovern. McGovern shot from the faceoff. Nicely done there, but a good save by Williams. Back Neary with it. In front, Newgold couldn't get his stick on it, or he was right in the slot area. Back comes Williams. Young, right side. Shot goes around behind the Panther net. Chasing it down is Italiano with 11 minutes now left in the second period. In front, Middlebury can't keep the puck. Finally, Tkachuk gets it and just sends it out as Liam Moorfield Yee was not able to cleanly hold that puck. Williams now turns the attack. Italiano on the right side. Contentious to throw it to the Middlebury zone. Williams on a bit of a line change, and it's the Panthers at center ice. Long shot. Good glove save by Pino. Gray sends it up along the right boards into the Middlebury zone. No Eef there. Picked up by Gogan. Stopped. Eefs pick it up. Shot. Rebound in front. Panthers can't clear it away. Good opportunity there by McNamara. Back to the point. McNamara launches it into the corner to Shugart. Shugart to Doherty. He has the only Williams marker for the night. Doherty now to Shugart. Middlebury picks it up. High flip shot into the center ice area. Back into the Williams zone it goes. Picked off by Johnson. Johnson headmans the puck quickly along the right boards. In over the line to Gray. And an errant puck rolling near the net. And Liam Moorfield Yee hangs on for the save with 9:53 now left in the second period. Middlebury on top by a score of 2-1. Faceoff coming to the right side of the Panther netminder. And they're going to drop this one again. Some faceoff infraction, shall we say. And a new person for Williams enters the faceoff circle. They win it back to the point to McNamara. He sends it in the corner from a bad angle. Shot comes out real quickly. Moorfield Yee makes the save and hangs on for another faceoff. 9:44 left in the second period. Middlebury on top by a score of 2-1. Back right point, McNamara drives it down low, centers it in front. They had Italiano there, but he couldn't get his stick on it and goes into the corner. To McNamara, shot in on goal. Good save as Yee just hangs on for a faceoff. That gives Neil Sinclair a chance to send out some new attackers. Bill Kangas does the same thing for the Eefs. Fresh legs aside for both sides. Cretella. His line mates Hunkley and Welsh out for the Eefs. Welsh sends it into the corner after he got the draw from Cretella. Behind the net goes Neary now for Middlebury. Heads it up to Haggerty. Shot. Stick to side by Pinos. Doherty to Charles. Charles sends it in front. Zach Haggerty was knocking on the door, but Pinos makes a great save there. Zach Haggerty really doing a great job creating some havoc in front of the Williams crease and really kind of hanging out in those between those face-off dots, which is where you're going to get the puck and some nice opportunities. Also on that one, Matt Doherty doing a good job centering it there for Haggerty. So Middlebury, lots of bright lights here tonight. They're up by one, 8:59 now left in the second period. Williams picks up the puck from the faceoff. Lotta gets it sent down the ice, icing the call. And we're going to skate this one all the way back to Michael Pinos neighborhood. 8:52 left in the second period. Faceoff coming to the left side of the Williams netminder. Back to the point. Newgold won the draw, sent it back there. Now to McGovern. McGovern can't keep it alive. Back comes Cellini. Along with Young over the Middlebury line. Off sides. A whistle. Williams in a good position there, too. They had a trailer coming up there of Italiano, and they had a good opportunity to go 3-on-2 in the Middlebury zone. But just a little out of sync there as Young went over the line in front of Cellini and the puck. Right at the Middlebury blue line. Faceoff pushed into the Middlebury zone. But the Panthers control to Chook. To Newgold. Tried to feed it over to Fishman, but back counterpunched the Eaves. In front shot. Goes wide of the crease. Masucci from the right side sends it deep into the Middlebury zone. 8:12 now left in the second period. Masucci drives it low. Goes a little wide of the net. No one there to tap it home for Williams. Around it goes into the far corner. Williams controlling. Sends it in front. Shugart can't keep it alive in the Middlebury zone. And the Middlebury Panthers break out at center ice. Happy just to get a line change. The Panthers clear it in to the Williams zone where it's picked up by Johnson. 7:38 left in the second period. Middlebury 2, Williams 1. Errant pass off the stick of Frankie Mork, but Williams able to continue on with the puck. Werner shoots into the Middlebury zone. Belouche with it for the Panthers. To Stevens, to Terry Gogan. Williams controls, but finally Middlebury able to break it out at center ice. Najjar over the Williams line, shot into the far corner for Stevens. He can't get to it. Around the boards it goes to Belouche. To Najjar, he's got a man in front. Belouche, Najjar's shot through the blue ice area. Nobody there to tap it home. Haggerty for Williams takes it out of the zone. Intercepted by Terry Gogan. Shot back into the Williams zone. Middlebury, nice job on the forecheck. 6:45 now left in the second period. But it's Gray for the Eaves. Tries to get out. Nice forecheck there by number 29, Evan Newgold. Forces him to retreat. Eaves now, though, come over the Middlebury line. Sending it deep to Young in the corner. He's got Cellini in front of the net. Middlebury intercepts. And away they skate at center ice. The Panthers shooting the puck into the Williams zone. Lyman couldn't keep it alive. Back comes Cellini to Young. Shot it on goal. Blocked by the Panthers, and back they come. Easy little flip shot into the Williams zone by Sun Ho Park as Middlebury looks for a line change. The puck's at center ice. Middlebury with fresh legs on the ice. Haggerty with it now. Flips it into the far corner in the Williams zone. To Doherty. Tried to get it back to Charles. He fanned on the shot, and back come the Eaves. Masucci over the Middlebury line. Happy to dump it low. Kangas looking for a line change. Williams gets some fresh legs on the ice. 5:33 now left in the second period. Middlebury tries to get over the blue line of the Williams blue line. Stopped by Frankie Mork. He's got the puck now at center ice. Throws into the Middlebury zone. Haggerty. Battle for the puck right by the Williams bench. At the center ice area, Mork with it. Shoots it back into the Middlebury zone. 5:10 left in the second period. Puck cleared into the Williams zone. Back there for it, Gray. Middlebury on a line change. Gray with some room to skate to Cretella. He's got him on the right side. Decides to take it himself. In behind the Middlebury defense, he's stopped in the corner. Panthers pick it up. And skating away at center ice, McGovern. Over the Williams line, shot goes wide. McGovern chases his own shot into the corner. Now to Tkachuk, in front shot! And Evan Newgold had a great opportunity, just shot it a little wide. Balush keeps it alive in the Williams zone. Newgold behind the net, looking to bring it in front. He's got McGovern in the slot, picked off, though, by Welsh for Williams. He gets the puck as far as center ice, and the Panthers start it again. Over the line, shot on goal is Fishman takes the shot. A little pushing and shoving after the whistle. No harm, no foul, and with 4:16, there'll be a face-off in the Middlebury zone. In the Williams zone. Check that. Left side of Michael Pinos. And the puck shot down the ice by the Purple Cows. Racing in there for it. They're going to beat Middlebury back for the puck. Good wheels there by Dan Doherty as he keeps the play alive for Williams, but they can't keep it in the Middlebury zone with 3:55 left. Shot back into the Middlebury zone. Panthers content to throw it down the ice. That should be icing. And some arguing about whether or not it is icing, but I don't think the boys are going to win that one against the players with the striped shirts. And the play going all the way back into the Middlebury zone. 3:51 left, second period. Middlebury on top by a score of 2-1. Zach Haggerty, his second goal of the game. The margin for the Panthers right now. Good hockey thus far for Middlebury, and just a real dandy of a game here at Lansing Chapman Rink. Panthers now coming away with it. Najjar into the Williams zone. Going to be a penalty coming up here against Williams. It'll be the first time there's a Middlebury power play on the ice. It's going to be interference, and that comes at the 16:26 mark. And we'll see who the Williams player is that's going to the penalty box. And looks, it didn't quite get the name, get the number of the player. But it will be interference against Williams. Face off in the Williams zone. Left side of the netminder. Let's see what the Panthers can do. Their first power play opportunity. Picked off by Williams from the draw. Masucci sends it out to the center ice area. Panthers regroup there. Shot in by Williams from the left point. Good save by Yee. Middlebury controls through center ice. Over the line, Fishman shot blocked. Williams picks it up, and they shoot it into the crowd. And a stoppage in play. But the faceoff's going to be coming all the way back into the Williams zone since that was just an errant shot. No blocking there. Somebody just got a little too much elevation under that one. 1:33 left in the Middlebury power play. Cretella going down against Newgold for the draw from the left side. Newgold wins it back to the point. Wire can't keep it alive. Outskates Cretella into the Middlebury zone. In on goal, the shot. A good save by Yee. Off the stick of Hunkley. And Williams doing a good job there. They force Yee to jump on the puck with that oven mitt of his. Faceoff now deep in the Middlebury zone. 1:19 left in the Panther power play. Just 2:52 left in the second period. And right now, it's Middlebury on top by a score of 2-1. Faceoff coming left side of the Panther net. Panthers can't control the puck. Williams, nice shot. A rocket by Taylor. Tyler Young from the right side goes into the corner. Panthers having some difficulty getting out even though they're on the power play. Finally, getting settled down. Here we go. At center ice, it's Stevens. Sends it up to Najjar on the right side in the corner. Digging for the puck with Stevens. Najjar Stevens finally goes back to the point. No Panther at home there, and it goes down the ice. Terry Gogan back there for it in his own zone. 44 seconds left in the Middlebury power play. To Najjar. Left side, Najjar dishes the shot from the faceoff. A nice wrist shot there off the stick of number 22, Spencer Cage, in the corner. Now Stevens with it. To Charles. Charles has it intercepted by Johnson. Johnson does the right thing, and he just sends a high shot. As a center fielder, Liam Moorfield-Yee just sits there, waits for it, makes the save and the catch. And with 17 seconds left in the Williams penalty, a faceoff in the Middlebury zone. So nice job by Greg Johnson. Not only did he relieve the pressure, but he was able to get a faceoff deep in the Williams zone. Faceoff coming to the left of Yee. In the corner goes, picked up by Newgold, skating in front of his own net at the blue line. Up to Tkachuk. Tkachuk relays the puck to McGovern into the middle, or the Williams zone it goes. Back to the point. Fishman, penalty is expired. Wrist shot, score! Ron Fishman or Zach Weyer from the point. Could have been deflected. That one coming just after the penalty has expired. And the Panthers extend the lead to 3-1. That goal coming at the 18:30 mark. We'll see who finally gets credit for it, but Weyer certainly had a stick in the action, and the Panthers extend the lead by 2 goals. Not a power play opportunity, but the Panthers still had the advantage. Fishman actually does pick up the goal as he took the blast from the point. Play back in the Middlebury zone with 1 minute left in the second period. Haggerty with it now. Good period of hockey from Middlebury. Let's see if they can finish this period off. 54 seconds, but it's Williams in control. Shot. Yee makes the save. Kind of an awkward position, and he hangs on for a faceoff. So at the 18:30 mark, it's Ron Fishman being credited with the goal for the senior from Roslyn, New York. That's his 3rd goal of the season. Weyer picks up an assist. And for Zach Weyer, that would be his 2nd helper of the afternoon. Right side of the Panther cage, shot from a real sharp angle. Fortunately, it went wide, as I don't think Yee was really set up for that one. 40 seconds, Williams applying some pressure. Panthers need to get out. Shot from the point. Goes way wide of the crease there, but it was a blast off of Vitaliano's stick, and back come the Panthers. They send it into the Williams zone. Stevens. Good hustle by Stevens, by Travis Stevens this period, and Jake Charles. Williams over the Middlebury blue line, looking for a chance for a second shot. Here's Young. He sends it in. Goes behind the Middlebury cage. Young with it one more time. From a bad angle. Shot in front. Looking for the rebound. Yee makes the save, and it's cleared down the ice. And there goes the horn, and that ends the 2nd period. And for Middlebury, what a period it was. 2 unanswered goals have staked the Panthers to a 3-1 lead after the 2nd period. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury. How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Between the second and third periods, Kim Lauer back at Lansing Chapman Rink here on the campus of Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts. And good news for the Panthers. After two, they lead by a score of 3-1. A good period of Middlebury hockey, good defense, good offense, and it all started off at the 6:09 mark of the second period when Zach Haggerty took a pass from Matt Doherty, lit the lamp, and the Panthers extended the lead 2-1. Faceoff now in the Middlebury zone to the left side of Yee. Middlebury controls from the draw. Up ice pass to Charles. Over the line, in on goal, shot, through the score! Haggerty puts it away! Zach Haggerty with his second goal of the evening. Matt Doherty cleans it up, and the Panthers take the lead 2-1. Panthers continued to battle strong during that period, keeping the pressure away from Liam Moorfield Yee for the best part, and they were rewarded when just 4 seconds after a Williams penalty, they kept the pressure alive in the Williams zone. Wire sent the puck back to the top of the slot to Ron Fishman, and the senior put it home at 18:30, extending the Panther lead to 3-1. In the corner goes, picked up by Newgold, skating in front of his own net at the blue line. Up to Tkachuk. Tkachuk relays the puck to McGovern into the middle, or the Williams zone it goes. Back to the point. Fishman, penalty is expired. Wrist shot, score! Ron Fishman or Zach Wire from the point. Could have been deflected. That one coming just after the penalty has expired. And the Panthers extend the lead to 3-1. And that's the way the period ended. It was a good period for the Panthers. Lots of pressure on the Williams netminder, and it paid off with two goals. So, between the second and third periods, after the first 40 minutes of play, it's the Panthers on top by a score of 3-1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal Auto Loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
The Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. GellaMotorsports.net.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Kim Lauer back in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where the Panthers put it to the Purple Cows by a score of 3-1 after two periods. In that second period, Zach Haggerty picking up his second goal of the night at 6:09 extended the lead to 2-1, and Ron Fishman, with just a minute and a half before the end of the second period, extends the Panther lead with a goal to 3-1. The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard is sponsored by Monument Farms, a family-owned dairy in Weybridge, and to be honest with you, we're the only game in town tonight for Division III, or for NESCAC hockey for that matter. So let's take a look at the NESCAC standings as we come down to the final couple weeks of the season. On top in the NESCAC is Williams with a total of 23 points. They come in with a conference record of 11 wins, 2 losses, and a tie. In second, just 1 point behind them, the Trinity Bantams. Those two teams also battling for the top 10 rankings in the national polls, and we'll go over that in a second. Trinity come into the week this weekend with 22 points. So those two really pretty much battling out for the top spot in the NESCAC. Then there's a bit of a log jam for spots 3 through 5. Right now, the Panthers are tied with the Hamilton Continentals with 16 points. Hamilton getting a bit of a nod with a 7-5-2 record. Middlebury with a 5-3-6 record, but both teams coming in with 16 points. And then only 1 point behind are the Bowdoin Polar Bears with 15. Bowdoin coming in with a record of 6-5-3. And again, these are their conference records. So Trinity and Williams pretty much have the top two spots locked up. But in the next three spots, only two are going to be hosting a quarterfinal game. And Neil Sinclair at the beginning of the season said he wanted a top four spot for the Panthers. Right now, they and Hamilton are tied for 3-4, but Bowdoin lurking behind by just 1 point. Amherst also not to be counted out of things. Amherst has 13 points, and they will face off against the Panthers next weekend. Tufts, 12 points. Wesleyan, who really put a dagger in the heart of Middlebury last weekend by tying the Panthers on the road by a score of 3-3. Wesleyan has 12 points. Colby, 10 points. And the Connecticut College Camels bringing up the rear with just 2 points. So Middlebury, as they enter the contest tonight, tied for third, fourth with Hamilton. Coming away with some points tonight would be big for the Panthers. So we'll see what happens as the third period unfolds. In the D3, men's top 15 poll, let's go over the results there. A couple of NESCAC teams in the top 10, but it's led off by the Green Knights of St. Norbert. And I know there's a loyal listener out in Appleton. Barney Fife is also a loyal Green Knight fan, and I'm sure that will just warm the cockles of her heart. St. Norbert coming in, receiving 18 of a possible 20 first-place votes. Second spot goes to our foes from upstate New York, Plattsburgh State Cardinals. They pick up one first-place vote, but they're in number two, latest poll. University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point picks up one first-place vote, but they're in number three. So top to bottom on the top three, St. Norbert number one, Plattsburgh State number two, and Wisconsin-Stevens Point number three. Adrian, the number four team in the country, they come in with a record of 17-3-1. The Hobart Diplomats in fifth spot, 17-3-2. Trinity College, one of the NESCAC teams in the top 10, in the number six spot with a record of 15-4-1. Williams, number seven, 15-4-1 overall. The number eight team in the country, Wisconsin Eau Claire, they have a record of 13-5-5. Number nine, the Babson Beavers, 16-5-2. UMass Boston in the rounds out the top 10. They are 17-4-2. Marion picking up the number 11 spot with a record of 15-5-3. State University of New York Geneseo in the 12th spot with a record of 13-3-5. Our Vermont neighbors, the University of Norwich, the Cadets coming in with 13th spot with a record of 15-7-2. Another Wisconsin school in the top 15, Wisconsin River Falls in the 14th spot with a record of 14-6-3. And rounding out the top 15, St. Scholastica with a record of 14-5-2. You've been listening to the Out of Town NESCAC Scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower back as the Williams Purple Cows and the Middlebury Panthers tangle it up here this evening. Right now, the Panthers having the better of it at the end of the second period, just about ready to go into the third. It's Middlebury on top by a score of 3-1, the most dangerous lead in ice hockey, and we'll see how the Panthers respond. This period, Middlebury be defending the goal that's directly beneath me here. Valuable NESCAC points on the line. Middlebury needs to walk away with a couple points tonight to start to take command of that fourth and final spot. But it's Williams from the faceoff coming over the Middlebury line, picked off by Evan Newgold, and the captain sends it over to McGovern. McGovern to Newgold over the Williams line. In front on a goal shot. Good save by Pinos. Panthers can't keep it alive at the point. Back comes Williams. Two on two over the Middlebury line. Off sides. And yes, it was Italiano pleading his case. But he's not going to win that one. So with 19:37, we'll face off just outside the Middlebury blue line. Haggerty can't win the draw. Williams sends it into the Middlebury zone. Back there for Cage. To Doherty. To Charles. They work it out nicely on the right side. Haggerty now into the Williams zone behind the Williams net. With the puck, looking to send it around boards. He does. In front, goes through the crease area. Nobody there. Cage can't keep alive. But Haggerty does. Sends a long shot, but it went into the netting behind the Williams netminder. And a stoppage in play. 19:08 left in the third period. Middlebury 3, Williams 1. Zach Haggerty with a couple goals this evening, doing a great job offensively for the Panthers. Matt Doherty picking up a couple of assists also with Jake Charles. They're doing a great job, those three players. Middlebury has the puck back at the point. Cage takes the shot. It's blocked. Keeps it alive, though, in the Williams zone to Stevens. Right near the blue line to Najjar. He can't keep a hold of it, and Williams has it in their own zone. Nice forecheck by Najjar and Stevens now. Williams having some difficulty working it out of their own end. Finally get the puck up to Stickle. Stickle stopped. Doherty now tries to get it out. He's stopped. Gray with it now. Middlebury, nice job of forechecking. 18:30 left now in the game. Finally, the Eves. Shugart brings into the Middlebury zone. Neary back there for it. Neary. Errant pass in front. Shot. Good save by Liam Moorfield Yee. As Neary's pass out of the zone, not really what you'd want to look for, as he put it right on the stick of a Williams defender, but Liam Moorfield Yee backstopped him to the hilt. And with 18:17, the Panthers still continue that 3-1 lead. Faceoff left side in the Middlebury zone. Werner can't keep it alive. Outskates Brendan McGovern, a shot from the center ice area. A good save by Pinos. And a stoppage in play. Face-off deep in the Williams zone. Right side of the Eef Netminder. McGovern going down for the draw. Gets it to Newgold. His shot just went wide of the crease. Panthers, nice job keeping the play alive. It's McGovern now in the corner with Newgold. Trying to get the puck out in front. Gogan can't keep it in the Middlebury zone, and back come the Eaves. Over the Middlebury line. Shot on goal. Good save. As a shot there by Roberto Cellini, but Liam Moorfield Yee picking that one just like an apple off a tree, and Shoreham hangs on for the save. 17:50 remains. Middlebury on top by a score of 3-1. Faceoff will be coming to the right side of the Panther netminder. And it's going to be Doherty going down for the faceoff. Charles and Fishman out there, as well as Haggerty and Wire. And it's Wire with the puck, skating it right side, center ice area. Tries to flip it down low into the Williams zone. Picked off by Gray. Gray can't get out the first time. Charles, good forecheck. Finally, Gray with it now. Has some room to skate at center ice. Shoots the puck into the Middlebury zone. Fishman picks it up. He racks it down the ice, but that's going to be icing. And with 17:27, we'll skate this one back into Liam Moorfield Yee's neighborhood. Middlebury, of course, can't change players on the icing call, but Coach Bill Kangas gets a fresh set of purple cow legs out there for Williams. Tyler Young, that top line, along with Cellini and Italiano. Italiano to Cellini. His shot goes wide, but Middlebury can't clear. Now Fishman does. In front of his own bench, left side, flips the puck into the Williams zone. Charles and Fishman going for it. Fishman with it in the corner to Charles. 17:09 left. Williams picks it up, though, and they skate through the center ice area. Middlebury intercepts before they get over the blue line. Haggerty tries to get it to Charles. Williams, though, does control. They come over the Middlebury line. Shot in front. Cellini hit the back of a Middlebury player's skate. But the Eaves still have the puck. Shot from the right point off the stick of Johnson goes into the corner. And it's Doherty for Middlebury. Clears the zone blue line. Into the Williams zone. Skated off the puck and knocked to the ice. Stickle for the Eaves. To Johnson. Looking for some room to skate by his own bench. Throws it into the Middlebury zone. Neary with it behind the Middlebury net. Some pressure from Doherty, but Neary able to bounce it off the boards down the ice. Past the stick of Sung Ho Park into the Williams zone. Eaves recapture, and back comes Doherty now. Right side into the Middlebury zone behind the Panther net. Cage with it, though. He intercepts for the Panthers, backhands it, and through the center ice area it goes. Jimmy McKee clears center ice, sends it into the Williams zone. Sinclair looking for some fresh Panther legs out there. He gets it, and Williams brings it alive at center ice. Gogan stops that right in front of the Williams bench. A little pushing and shoving, and with 15:43, a stoppage in play. Boys exchanging some J-term pleasantries, I'm sure. Falvey down for the draw for the Panthers. Wins it back to Gogan, to Belush. Left side, chips it into the Williams zone. McNamara for Williams. Stopped by Gogan. Behind the Williams net, Gogan and Stevens battle for the puck. Stevens comes away with it. Looks to send it back to the point. He does to Belush. The shot blocked at the defense. In front again, another shot. Stevens. And this time it's Michael Pinos making a great grab in midair and hanging on for the save. 15:17 left in this third period. Middlebury on top by a score of 3-1. Panthers win the draw, but they take it back to their own point. Nobody there, and back comes Williams quickly into the Middlebury zone. Shot, score! Number 14, George Hunkley, came in very quickly on the left side, and he gives Williams their second goal. That one coming at the 4:51 mark. Hunkley, a great drive from the top of the slot, cleanly beats Liam Moorfield Yee, and the Panther lead now down to 1-3-2. We'll see who gets credited for the Williams assist. But a great shot by Hunkley. Cleanly beat Liam Moorfield Yee. And another stoppage. And Joe Welsh picking up the assist for the Eaves at the 4:51 mark. Stoppage in play. And the puck brought all the way back into the Williams zone. So an opportunity here for Middlebury. 14:58 left in the third period. Haggerty behind the Williams net can't control the puck. And back come the Eaves over the Middlebury line. They're waiting to set it up. Send it into Italiano. Italiano ragging the puck around the boards to Young. Now to Cellini. Back to the point. Can't quite settle the puck down, and Haggerty comes away with it to Charles. Charles, left side, over the Williams line. Shot and goal, goes into the corner. Doherty with it. Behind his back to Charles. Behind the Williams net. Doherty to Charles. Doherty with it one more time, trying to bring it out in front. Doherty has it, walks in front of the crease. Back to the point now. Cage shot goes wide. Charles deflects it out of the rink. And that will be a face-off with 14:10 now left in the third period. Face-off's going to be in the Williams zone at the face-off dot to the right side of the netminder. Williams with one goal in this period coming at the 4:51 mark. Hunkley has pulled the game within one. Panthers still on top by a score of 3-2, and Williams shoots it down into the Middlebury zone. Welsh back there on his high horse, trying to get around Cage. Cage gets the puck to Falvey, but Falvey can't clear it to Cretella. Cretella can't do anything with it, and back comes Stevens from Middlebury. Backhand shot around the boards. It goes in the Williams zone. Stevens chases down his own shot with Falvey. Falvey can't keep it alive, and Williams breaks it center ice. Over the Middlebury line of the right side. Shot, that's going to hit the netting. And that will be a stoppage in play. 13:32 now left in the third period. Middlebury 3, Williams 2. Fresh legs coming out for both sides. Faceoff coming to the left side of the Middlebury net. The captain, Evan Newgold, out there with Tkachuk and McGovern. And it's Newgold winning the draw, gets it to Belush. Belush and Newgold trying to clear it out at the Panther blue line. Finally, Newgold does, but he doesn't get it very far. Williams picks it up, throws it right back into the Middlebury zone. Delayed offside, gives Gogan a chance to throw it down the ice, and he does, where it's McGovern. He can't keep it alive. Gogan with it one more time, throws it into the Williams zone. Counter punching is Williams. Stickle comes into the Middlebury zone. Goes to the net. Middlebury picks the puck up. High, lazy flip shot. Gets it out of the zone. Down to the Williams end of the ice. Middlebury looking for a line change. They get it. And back comes McGovern. Line change is completed as McGovern's shot goes in. Not really a tough one for Michael Pinos to stop, but he does. And a face-off to the left side now of the Williams netminder. 12:43 left in the third period. Middlebury on top by a score of 3-2. Williams wins the faceoff, brings it out at center ice very smartly. Here they come into the Middlebury zone. Shot from a bad angle. And Liam Moorfield Yee squares himself to the shooter very nicely. Nobody in front of him, and he makes the easy save. Play in the Middlebury zone. Haggerty out there. That line of Haggerty, Doherty, and Charles accounting for lots of Middlebury points tonight, but they're not able to get it out from this faceoff. Wire Badly in the corner. Williams comes out with an Italiano shot. Yee made the initial save but couldn't cover up. Young back to the point. Blast goes just wide, and it's a good thing because Liam did not see that puck at all. Rebound comes all the way to the center ice area. Williams counter punches quickly. Italiano sends it in. Can't feed it through to Young. And Middlebury's wire, though, can't get the puck out. Shot into the near corner here. Right beneath me here in the Middlebury zone. Finally, Fishman able to flip it out to relieve some pressure. And with 11:50, it's Williams starting it up again. On the right side by the Middlebury bench. That player is dumped on his keister. That was Sam Gray. Creates a bit of an offside there as he came into the zone before the puck did. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. Actually wasn't offside. Faceoff is going to be in the deep in the Middlebury zone. 11:45. Faceoff circle to the left of the Panther netminder. In front from the faceoff. Nice shot. Good save by Liam Moorfield Years. That was a bang-bang play, but no tic-tac and no dough on that one. And they score! Williams ties it up after Moorfield Yee had made a great save. The puck goes back to the point, and I think it's going to be Xander Masucci picking up the third Williams goal. That one coming at the 9:24 mark, and Williams ties it up. As they say, a two-goal lead in hockey is the most dangerous lead to have. And guess what? That certainly has proven true for the Panthers this evening. We'll see who picks up the assist, but I'm fairly certain it was Masucci that took the shot. It may have been deflected, but he looked like he was a pretty happy youngster. Actually, Sam Gray picks it up. And the play in the Middlebury zone. So Sam Gray picking that one up as he must have deflected it as it went toward the Middlebury crease. And it's Neary now in the Middlebury zone. Score tied at 3, 11:07 remaining in the game. Middlebury unable to do anything with it. Williams looking for a line change. Happy just to throw it in the Middlebury zone where Nazar has it. Nazar into the Williams zone. Behind the net. Nazar with it. He's got Gauguin back at the right point. Decides to send it behind the net. Belouche with it. He can't control. Williams throws it out to the center ice area. Gauguin off the boards. Stopped. Back come the Eves. Shot in the Middlebury zone off the stick of Doherty. Doherty loses it to Gauguin. Now to Newgold. He flips it all the way down the ice in the vicinity of Kamil Tkachuk. Unfortunately, icing the call. And Middlebury's not going to get that line change taken care of. So with 10:26, the same Middlebury players on the ice. Faceoff coming to the left side of Yee. Evan Newgold going down for Panthers. Wins the faceoff into the corner. But the Panthers not able to do much with it as Cellini has the puck to Italiano. He's got the puck back to the point. They drive it down low into the Middlebury zone. Cellini with it. Young comes over to lend some support against Falvey. Check that, Belouche, and there's going to be another Middlebury penalty coming up here. Williams pulls the goalie, shot in on net, touched by the Panthers. And it's going to be tripping is the call. Tripping the call and going to the penalty box is going to be Belouche. That penalty coming at the 10:02 mark. That is now the fourth, or is it the fifth penalty? That's now the fourth Panther penalty of the game. It comes at a bad time here as the game is tied at 2. Williams gaining some momentum here in the third period. It's back to the point. It's Johnson. Sends it down low where Mork had it. Mork to Johnson, top of the slot. One-time shot blocked by the Panther defense off the stick of Cretella. And the Panthers grab it and they send it down the ice. 1:40 left in the Middlebury penalty to Belouche. Williams in their own zone. They wind it up just like a clock over the Middlebury line. Mork taken off his skates by Neary. Neary can't clear the puck out of the zone. Picking it up is Critella. Critella skates, dumps it down low to Young. Young top of the slot to Johnson. Johnson's shot blocked, and down the ice it goes. Zach Haggerty, excuse me, check that. It was Matt Doherty had a thought about chasing the puck down, but Neil Sinclair called him to the bench. New penalty killers out for the Panthers. 1 minute now left in their penalty. Williams quickly over the Middlebury line. In goal, shot! And there was a grade A opportunity as Sam Gray fed George Hunkley with a picture-perfect pass. He put it over the top of the Middlebury crease, not by much, but that would have been a beauty goal. That would have been a highlight reel goal there if Hunkley had scored that one. 55 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. Falvey down for the Middlebury draw, right side of the crease in the Middlebury zone. Falvey can't control. Italiano to Hunkley. To Masucci, working the puck to Italiano. That didn't quite work. To Shugart. He loses control. But Gauguin can't clear the puck. Finally, the puck is cleared, and Haggerty has it. Haggerty, left side, takes the long shot. Block into the corner. Haggerty chases it down. 24 seconds left in the Belush penalty to Middlebury. The Eaves at center ice. Over the line. Here they come. Right at the last chance there. Middlebury checked George Hunkler. He had a great chance coming in goal. Back to the point. Masucci to Hunkley. Hunkley waits to Masucci. One-time shot blocked at the defense. Picked up by Haggerty. He sends it down the ice, but doesn't get it very low. And the Eaves bring into the Middlebury zone. Penalty has expired. No harm on that for the Panthers, except it chewed up a couple minutes. And now they've got to get going here. Falvey ahead to Tkachuk. Left side over the Williams line. Stopped there by Johnson. Johnson with the puck. Tries to get around New Gold and Tkachuk. That didn't work too well. Tries the other side. Works much better. Williams at center ice. Can't quite clear the Middlebury line. Chasing it back is Johnson with 7:22 left in the period. Williams into the Middlebury zone. Welch got the third goal of the evening for the Eaves. Can't get anything going. Puck goes back into the Williams zone. Turnover. Cage. Can't get anything going at the Williams line. 6:55 left. Williams going to try it one more time with Cellini. Over the line to Young. Shot. Goes just wide of the crease. Doherty. In front. Puck deflects in front. Picked off by Neary, who just throws a slow roller down the ice. That's going to be icing. I don't really think that's what the youngster wanted to do on that one, to tell you the truth. He had a little room to skate. I think he just pulled the trigger just a little bit too fast. In the event with 6:38, faceoff coming back in the Middlebury zone. Left side of Liam Moorfield-Yee. Cellini going down against Haggerty for the faceoff. Williams wins the draw. Shot blocked nicely by Neary. Now he does the right thing. He skates it through center ice. Over the line, takes the shot. Nice, easy save there by Pinos. Back to the left point. Shot by the Panthers. Not much going there for Terry Gauguin. And Middlebury not able to control in the Williams zone. Eaves come back now into the Middlebury territory. Shot over to Italiano in front. Shot, score! It's Italiano centering the puck in front of the net. Putting it home. Frankie Moore, tic-tac-toe. Williams takes the lead 4-3. That goal coming at the 13:57 mark. It's going to be Frankie Moore, but give all the credit to David Italiano as he set him up perfectly in the slot area. And Mork, the junior from Victoria, Minnesota, made no doubt about it. He gets his first goal of the season. So Italiano gets all the credit in my book for that one as he set him up beautifully. 5:50 now left. Panthers down by a score of 4-3. Three unanswered Williams goals here in the third period have Middlebury back on their heels as we approach 5:30 now left. And Williams, looking for more, keeps the pressure alive in the Middlebury zone. Doherty not able to clear it out. Shot off the boards. You heard it ringing off the glass. Back to the point. Mork to Johnson. Drives it in front. Shot. Stick to side. Haggerty with it. Penalty coming up against Williams. Haggerty. Don't know quite why he did that. Zach Haggerty had control of the puck, and he was content to throw it into the Williams zone. I think he felt that there was a line change they were looking for. Well, that didn't exactly work out too well for the Panthers, but they do find themselves at the 14-48 point with a Williams penalty. They'll be on the power play for the next 2 minutes. Going into the box, number 10, Colby Cretella. Didn't see the call, but probably where it happened was probably an interference call. So let's see if Middlebury can take advantage of this to get the goal tying or the game tying goal here. Williams picks the puck up, and they just shoot it down into the Middlebury zone where Gogan has it for the Panthers. 5 minutes left in the game. Middlebury down by one. Cage to Najjar, left side, into the Williams zone, into the corner he goes, behind the net, looks to center in front of Charles. Goes back to Gogan. Gogan to Cage. Cage drives it into the corner. Williams picks it up. And down the ice they send it. Foot race for the puck. Middlebury gets back there for it. Though Stickle creating some bit of problem there for the Panthers. And finally, Stevens comes away with it. Circling in his own zone. Dishes off to Cage. Middlebury looking for a line change. They get the right players on the ice. 1:12 left in their power play. Need a little more urgency out there. Here we go to Newgold. Newgold throws it in. McGovern couldn't get control of it. Williams throws it all the way down to the Middlebury zone. Panthers retreat. Fishman with it now in his own zone. 54 seconds left in the Middlebury power play. Fishman goes coast to coast behind the net. Looks to center it in front. He does. Back to the point. Newgold the shot. Good save by Michael Pinos. And he hangs on with 3:55 now left in the third period. Williams on top by a score of 4-3. 43 seconds left in the Middlebury power play. Faceoff coming in the Williams zone to the right side of the netminder. And it looks like somebody's going to call a timeout. It looks like the timeout's being called by Neil Sinclair. So decide that this may be the best point in the game to talk a little strategy to the boys. So in this period, three unanswered goals by Williams. At 4:51, it was George Hunkley with an assist to Welsh. Just about 4.5 minutes later, it was Gray from Masucci at 9:24. And then just about 4 minutes after that, it was Mork on a beautiful setup from David Italiano, tallying the third Williams goal of the period. The Panthers, starting the period, were in the lead by the score of 3-1. So a bit of a breakdown in the third period finds the Panthers down by one. 3:55 left in the game, 43 seconds left in their power play opportunity. Middlebury's battled well in the first period, even better in the second period, but just a complete breakdown here in the third period, so let's see if they can right the ship. Panthers keep it alive. Newgold. Shot. Score! Newgold passes it over to Zach Wire, and Wire from the left point, a power play goal for Middlebury, ties it up at the 16-17 mark. So that's going to be Wire. Great blast from the feed from Newgold. Score tied at 4. That's a power play goal. And for Wire, that is his first goal to add to 2 assists on the evening. But Williams shoots it in. Williams in front, shot, hit the post. Middlebury, big defensive letdown there after the goal, and Williams almost capitalized on that one. So Newgold picking up the assist on the wire goal. So the Panthers using the power play to draw even. A nice blast from the left side by Wire, but it's Williams now in the Middlebury zone. Game tied at 4, 3:14 now left in the third period. Doherty goes to the corner, along with Falvey. But it's Doherty breaking the play up. Stickle and Doherty. Back to the point, Williams has it in the Middlebury zone. To Masucci, shot wide of the crease, shot from a real sharp angle right through the blue ice, but Charles has it for the Panthers. To Haggerty, tries to split the defense. To Charles, he's dumped. Williams with the puck, 2:35 now left in the third period. Eaves through center ice, right side, dump it low into the Middlebury zone. Kangas looking for a line change, gets some fresh legs out there. It's Gauguin sending it up to Najjar. Najjar stopped. Gauguin now with it to Falvey and now to Najjar. Najjar on the left side takes the shot, blocked to the defense, into the corner it goes. 2:13 left in regulation. Score tied at 4. Williams breaks out, comes down into the Middlebury zone. Cretella, shot, rebound. Cretella one more time, rebound one more time. Williams can't get the shot at the net. Player Hunkley cross-checked by Stevens, but horseshoes for the Panthers. No call on that one, and they shoot it in the Williams zone. 1:48 now left. Cage with it, his own blue line. High flip shot. Tries to drive it low into the Williams zone. That doesn't work. Back comes Young. Along with Cellini. Into the corner they go. To Italiano. Italiano on his far hand tries to drag it through traffic. Dishes to Cellini. Cycles low. Now to Young. Young waits. 1:23 left in regulation. Score tied at 4. Tyler Young, eluding the best efforts of Middlebury to intercept the puck, sends it back to the point to Masucci. Masucci now to Cellini. Panthers can't clear it out one more time. Finally, they're going to this time. Good job. Evan Newgold now with it. Over the Williams line, dishes to McGovern. Shot. Good save by Michael Pinos. 59 seconds left in regulation. Game is tied at 4. Lots of scoring here in the third period. 3 goals for Williams. Built a 4-3 lead before at the 16-17 mark. Zach Wire, a nice blast from the left point, scores a power play goal. Assist going to Evan Newgold. From the draw in the Williams zone, Panthers keep it alive. Haggerty dumps it down low to Doherty. Behind the net, Middlebury, good pressure. To Charles. Digging in the corner. Jake Charles sends it around the boards. Nobody there on the left side. Puck goes to the center ice area. Fishman with it. 35 seconds. Throws it into the Williams zone. Gray loses control. Middlebury trying desperately to get a shot on goal here. Williams able to clear it to the center ice area. Intercepted by Middlebury. Jake Charles. Time for one more rush. Shoots it into the Williams zone. Fresh legs for the Panthers for the final 17 seconds. Good forecheck, but Williams breaks free at the center ice area. Over the Middlebury line. In front, backhand shot, rebound. Good saves by Liam Moorfield off the stick of Stickle. And there goes the horn. And the third period is over, and we will be going to overtime here. Middlebury with a late third period goal, drawing even after Williams scored 3 unanswered goals in the first part of that third period. And in regulation, the game stands tied at 4. So just a brief 2-minute break and then a 5-minute overtime. Middlebury and Williams will be going at it tomorrow evening from the friendly confines of Kenyon Arena up in Middlebury. 6:30, the pregame show here on WVTK. And we'll drop the puck at 7 as these teams will match up for the second time in less than 24 hours. Right now, a great contest. Middlebury getting out on top in the game in the first period with Zach Haggerty, but Williams tying it at the end of the first period with another goal, with a goal by Dan Doherty. So we stood tied 1-1 at the end of the first period. In the second period, Middlebury came really to play. Haggerty at 6:09 and Fishman at 18:30 built a two-goal lead for Middlebury, 3-1 entering the third period. But it was the Eafs and Bill Kangas coming back strong. Three unanswered goals in the third stanza until Zach Wire at 16:17 got a power play goal to draw Middlebury even. And that's where we stand right now, waiting to go into overtime. Teams going to center ice. They switch ends, so the Williams netminder, Michael Pinos, right down here in front of me. But it's Williams with the puck from the faceoff. Masucci. Right side to Young, into the Middlebury zone. Around behind the net it goes. Gogan picks the puck up. Middlebury, bit of a defensive lapse there as Young steals the puck. Sends it around the boards to Johnson. Johnson at the right point. Back top of the slot to Masucci. Masucci sends it towards the net. Blocked into the corner it goes. Young with the puck. Sends it in front. Nope, behind the net actually, where Fishman has it for Middlebury. To Gogan. Gogan, long pass up ice. Nothing doing there. Intercepted. Williams Welsh comes back. To Hunkley in front. Puck centered into the corner. McGovern clears the center ice. Williams coming back for more. Hunkley over the Middlebury line. Shot in front. Rebounds. And they score. Williams wins it in overtime as Hunkley sends it across the crease. And with 1 minute gone in overtime, Williams wins the game by a score of 5-4. Hunkley will get the assist. Don't know who is going to get the goal. It was not really cleanly indicated there. Cretella is the goal scorer, so he gets the goal. That's Colby Cretella, number 10. He picks up the game winner. And it was, the time was 1 minute into overtime. So Middlebury falls at Williams this evening by a score of 5-4. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to FosterMotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower back at the Lansing Chapman Rink, where it was an exciting game, but not quite as exciting as if the Panthers could have come away with a W. Middlebury falls in overtime to Williams by a score of 5-4. A very entertaining game. And in that third period and the overtime, lots of goals. Unfortunately, Williams picking up the critical one in overtime. But the third period started off three straight Williams goals. This all started off at 4:51. George Hunkley gives Williams their first goal of the period. Panthers win the draw, but they take it back to their own point. Nobody there, and back comes Williams quickly into the middle zone. Shot, score! Number 14, George Hunkley, came in very quickly on the left side, and he gives Williams their second goal. That one coming at the 4:51 mark. Hunkley, a great drive from the top of the slot, cleanly beats Liam Moorfield Yee, and the Panther lead now down to 1-3-2. Williams would indeed get that third goal and tie the contest at 9:24 when Gray put it home off a pass from Masucci. Faceoff circle to the left of the Panther netminder. In front from the faceoff. Nice shot. Good save by Liam Moorfield Years. That was a bang-bang play, but no tic-tac and no dough on that one. And they score! Williams ties it up after Moorfield Yee had made a great save. The puck goes back to the point, and I think it's going to be Xander Masucci picking up the third Williams goal. That one coming at the 9:24 mark, and Williams ties it up. The goal was ultimately awarded to Sam Gray instead of Masucci, he picking up the assist. At 13:57, Williams scored their third straight goal of the period and took a 4-3 lead. Mork, with a beautiful, beautiful setup from Italiano at 13:50, gives Williams their first lead of the game.
By the Panthers. Not much going there for Terry Gogan. And Middlebury not able to control in the Williams zone. Eves come back now into the Middlebury territory. Shot over to Italiano in front. Shot, score! It's Italiano centering the puck in front of the net. Putting it home, Frankie Moore, tic-tac-toe. Williams takes the lead 4-3.
But Middlebury was not done. At the 14:48 mark, Colby Cretella took an interference call, and at 16:17, Wire put it home, assist going to Evan Newgold on the power play.
Panthers keep it alive. Newgold, shot, score!
Newgold passes it over to Zach Wire, and Wire from the left point, a power play goal for Middlebury, ties it up. And that's the way it stood after 60 minutes of play. Going into the overtime, though, at the one-minute mark of overtime, Colby Cretella able to redeem himself from the penalty he took when Middlebury tied it up, puts it home after a scramble in front of the Middlebury net, and Williams wins the game 5-4.
Gogan, long pass up ice, nothing doing there, intercepted. Williams Welsh comes back to Hunkley in front. Puck centered into the corner. McGovern clears the center ice. Williams coming back for more. Hunkley over the Middlebury line, shot in front, rebounds. And they score. Williams wins it in overtime as Hunkley sends it across the crease. And with 1 minute gone in overtime, Williams wins the game by a score of 5-4.
Hunkley with the assist, Cretella with the game winner. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
The three stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know. The number three star of the game this evening goes to Williams Colby Cretella. He redeems himself for a goal, or for a penalty he took that led to the fourth Middlebury goal, by scoring the game winner in overtime. Colby Cretella, third star of the game. Second star of the game, Middlebury's own Zach Haggerty. Zach had a whale of a game. Two goals, strong presence on the ice. He was the stud for the Panthers tonight. He's the second star of the game. And the first star of the game goes to Williams netminder, Michael Pinos. The intern of the Igloo turning away many Middlebury opportunities, standing tall and walking away with a W next to his name this evening. So the three stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Not much time to hang your heads, though, Panther fans. The Purple Cows come up to Addison County tomorrow. 7 o'clock is the game time as the Panthers and the Eaves knotted up again. 6:30 will be the pregame show here on WVTK. For my engineer back at the studio, Jim Ty, and myself, the final score once again from Lansing Chapman Arena here in Williamstown: the Williams Purple Cows 5, the Middlebury Panthers 4. Good night from Williams.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WBTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op checks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.